This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Santa Clara County, California has gone to court to seek an injunction claiming Trump defunding threat for sanctuary areas is unconstitutional. President Trump rescinded protections for transgender students that had allowed them to use bathrooms corresponding with their gender identity, overruling his own education secretary and placing his administration firmly in the middle of the culture wars that many Republicans have tried to leave behind. Uber is claiming that it will reorganize and reform its aggressive and discriminatory internal culture, especially in regards to women, citing the fact that 15% of its engineers are women, and that number has not improved. SolarCity, owned by the auto company Tesla, is being questioned on whether inadequate credit standards are embroiling the company in foreclosures that it is not reporting. Reportedly, banks and credit card companies are fighting with their lobbies to get back the right to jack up credit card fees that they lost under the Dodd-Frank legislation. A new poll from Quinnipiac University asked who registered voters trust more to tell you the truth about important issues. A majority, 52%, picked the media. Just 37% picked Trump. The most reliable estimates for the number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. is about 11 million. The estimates include Pew Research Center, 11.1 million, Center for Migration Studies of New York, 10.9 million, Center for Immigration Studies, 11.7 million on 2016 data, Department of Homeland Security, 11.4 million on data from January 2012. The most recent Pew Research poll found that Trump had just a 38% approval rating among white voters with a college degree, with 61% disapproving. Clinton, Mrs. Hillary Clinton, probably won well-educated white voters by only a narrow margin, so the Pew result seems to imply a weakening in his standing with that group. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau and the New York Attorney General have sued a New Jersey-based finance company, RD Legal Funding, accusing it of deceiving retired NFL football players who hope to receive money in the league's landmark concession settlement. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.